From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Jim Fleming. It's a special edition of To the Best of Our Knowledge because Nathan Englander is our guest producer. Nathan, your most recent book, What We Talk About When We Talk About Anne Frank, won the Frank O'Connor International Short Story Award and was a finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize. You're also a novelist, clearly somebody who's given a lot of thought to where creativity comes from. Why here? Explore the extras.
Yeah, I guess for one thing, this is a new form, and I've become obsessed with collaborations and new forms and trying new things. So the idea of working on an hour of radio was super exciting. Everybody who writes, we talk about the muse and the zone and inspiration and all these really romantic notions. And it sort of feels almost like a spiritual idea or religious idea or trying to put, you know, words to something. But it was when I was writing this last book, it just became clear to me that creative work is being done when I'm not conscious of it. The muse is a thing, but it's not a thing outside yourself. It's inside. And I guess I wanted to try and pinpoint that place.
So how does the creative process work, do you think?
I've been writing my whole life, and it never ceases to be a mystery. Like, you know, I'm starting a new novel now, and it is as exhilarating as it is. It'd be dishonest to not say it is terrifying in equal measure. Whether, you know, you're Joyce Carol Oates or Peter Carey or someone who's, you know, putting out a book a year, if not two, you know, this notion that every time you start, you're needing to find your way into the world and find your way back into the space, and it is not accessible from the consciousness that I inhabit right now. The me that is talking to you cannot see my way into that space. My deep belief after years of sitting is that there is another consciousness. Like the me that's talking to you falls away and there is another space that takes over. And that's why we're not talking to just a stream of writers today, is because I want to hear what happens in a theoretical physicist's head, what's going on in an actor when she becomes someone else. This is what I'm after.
So let me get practical for a moment. When you start a new story, a new novel, a new play, what do you do?
First, I go mad. Like, I really think that's the point that's built in. A whole novel can come to you as sort of a smell or a feeling. The idea of translating that into words, it's finding your way into another place, into another head, into another consciousness. I am working unbelievably hard right now, but I don't really have access to the place where the work is being done.
And so in the hour ahead, we have conversations with different people who approach this. And it's fascinating, isn't it, to discover how Sarah Jones finds her way into a character, to discover how Lee Smolin looks at it as a scientific process.
The idea for me to connect up all these different heads and see that everybody in their own way is working in this way, to me, is just an exciting prospect. It takes something very lonely and very scary and mysterious and makes it just lovely and exciting and human.
I think everybody who has been involved in any kind of creative project has some suspicion of what that is. What's interesting to me is that you found somebody who could recreate it. Your friend, Freddie?
Yes, my very dear and brilliant friend, Freddie Knope, who lives in Berlin and is a musicologist and a composer. You know, when we were building this, I just had this idea of sort of trying to capture in sort of a soundscape, how does it feel to sort of get into that state? So we asked Freddie to paint a picture with sound. You sit down to write a character, and you know, first it's a man, then it's a woman, then he's tall, then he's short, then she's old, then she's Japanese, then she's Croatian, then she's a pizza, then she's a shoe, then she's back to a lady, then she's your dog. Like, that's what's supposed to happen in the drafting, because you are literally working from infinite negative space and you are building a world. Conscious you is sitting down and say, I have a story to tell, and you are thinking of that story and you are building that story. That is conscious me sitting down to work at a craft.
The line between conscious and subconscious.
There's
I mean,
a point,
that's really what it is.
Like, hopefully every day, if you're lucky, like hopefully sometimes the knee falls away, the intent falls away,
everything falls away,
everything falls away, and something is being written.
The example I always go to, which sort of best sums it up for me, is from childhood. I just remember this notion where it's how people learn to ride a bike. Somebody's running behind you, holding the seat, and said, I got you, I won't let go. Where it's hyper, where hyper stiff, someone's holding me, all of that stuff, and then you're just, without any awareness, you're, you know, flying. And then you're flying, and then you look back and see your dad and your mom and everyone smiling at the top of the hill, and that's when you crash into a tree or another car or go flying and get the gravel in your knee. But it's that notion where you're doing something that you don't think you can do without the awareness of it, and the awareness of it is the end. It's the end of that flying. Consciousness is sort of, I was going to say the antidote, but we don't want an antidote for this thing. We want to die of this poison of creativity.
You know what I'm saying?
It's, and sometimes you can flutter at that consciousness and understand it's like the music coming up, like, sir, it's the end of this show.
That was composer Freddie Knope, and our guest producer for this hour, writer Nathan Englandu. Does it hurt to have somebody see so clearly inside your head?
Oh, it's lovely. It's downright touching for someone to invest in a thought that way.